What is it, Don?
Mars has gas, the same stuff that's in cow flatulence.
What are you talking about?
Methane. NASA has been monitoring Mars' atmosphere with spectrometers at their infrared telescope facility in Hawaii. A few years ago, they detected plumes of methane in the Martian northern hemisphere, mainly during the warmer seasons. One of those plumes contained about 19,000 metric tons.
That sounds like a lot.
It is, but that's not the exciting part. You see, methane is the simplest hydrocarbon, a carbon atom with four hydrogens attached. Here on Earth, organisms release methane when they digest nutrients.
You're not trying to tell me there are cows on Mars, are you?
Not cows, but maybe microscopic Martian life. Mars is a really cold place to live, but it's possible that life may be growing below the permafrost line where water would be liquid. Here on Earth, there are bacteria surviving on radioactive energy, hydrogen, and sulfur that live almost 2 miles underground. So it is possible.
Are scientists sure the methane is coming from living organisms?
They're not sure. Methane can be produced by geological events, too. When iron oxide, or rust, is converted to other minerals, it creates methane. Volcanoes release methane, too. Even though Mars isn't volcanically active anymore, the methane from ancient eruptions might be trapped in ice and just be escaping to the surface when the ice thaws.
So we don't know if Mars has life or not.
Nope, just methane gas. But that's the way science works, one discovery at a time.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Susan Linville with help from Jeffrey Landis at the NASA John Glenn Research Center. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.